Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganze OG just making a video about ladies, you can't escape fate. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hope you guys are kicking ass and doing everything to stay out of hell. But yes, just like the great man, Solo Man says, these ladies are femons. Yes, it's a wordplay. He combines females with demons. Aptly named. Good, sir. Yes, you did nail it on the nail on the head, as they say. But yeah, these women are fucking stupid. Yes, if you haven't noticed, I'm not gonna put this on YouTube. Why? I already put that schlucky side earlier, a little short. Like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck YouTube. It's like, eat my mecos. If you don't know what mecos is, that's Spanish for semen. Come, sperm, yum, yum. Give me some for these homos I'm talking about. Not me, of course, because I'm not gay. Yes, I'm fucking straighter than fuck. Not like these fucking weirdos. But anyways, let's go to see what these lovely bitches are doing, right? Let's go.
Is there anyone else out there in their 40s like me who feels...
Yeah, you know what's funny? As me as being an old fuck that I am, I'm not like in my 50s or anything like that, you know? But I am fucking an old fuck, and I pull bitches that are like in their 20s. Yeah, you know what's the youngest bitch that I fucking could have pulled? A 15-year-old bitch. Yeah, she lied to me. I didn't fuck her or anything like that. It's because she looked like she was like in her 20s. She had big old fucking D titties and fucking fat ass. Yeah, she was nice and thick. Yeah, I know the bitch was 15 until little by little I started, like, you know, putting two to two together. And yeah, this bitch is learning her ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. Yeah, me personally, I wouldn't give a flying fuck, but you know, there's laws and stuff. They say if you go for 15, you'll get 30 or whatever. Yeah, I don't want none of that shit. It's like they say in Spanish, te coge el negro. Yeah, that means that in Spanish, it means that the nigger will fuck you because you go to prison and niggers are gay, especially in prison. That's the reason why in Texas they call them bullfrogs, because male bullfrogs fuck each other. So that's why they call niggers bullfrogs in Texas. Now you know, and knowing's half the battle. G.I. Joe, ta-dun-dun. Well, let's continue.
Kind of invisible. Like, I'm not as cute as I was in my 20s and 30s. I'm definitely not as fit as I was.
Yes, in case you can't tell, everybody has an expiration date. Men, women, especially women have them, yeah. Because men age like fine wine. Women age like milk. Look at Cameron Diaz. Yikes. Yeah, when she was young, she was yummy, but now she is yucky. That's what Father Time does. That motherfucker crept up behind you and started fucking you in the ass, and that's what time did to you, so enjoy.
My 20s and 30s, I don't have as much hair as I used to have. It's literally falling off, like, the top of my head.
You see, fellas? There is fucking justice in the world. Father Time fucks this bitch. She's losing her fucking hair. I thought only dudes fucking lose their hair. I heard of women losing their hair because of illness, not because of Father Time. Eat that, bitch. Now you're bald. Fuck you. Yay. This is what you get. Fucking justice. You see, friends? If fucking this bitch doesn't get fucked in the beginning, sooner or later she will get fucked. And not in the way that she wanted to. Well, eat that, you fucking balding whore. Just saying.
You do become a little more invisible the older you get as a...
God damn it. I wish you were invisible because you're fucking ugly. You're hideous. Yeah, man. It's like, what the fuck? Look at you. You're to have this weird fucking cami, not cami, but fucking Chung Li look with the little buns in your hair and the little fucking vest. Except that yours is red, not blue. Yeah, you wish you were the fucking Chung Li from Street Fighter. You're fucking disgusting. You'll never be fucking as hot as that one. Not the one from the movie or the animated one or nothing. You look like a fucking jackal, but whatever, right? Eat dick. Go away. Don't come back in another day or whatever that fucking story goes. Anyways, let's continue.
Woman, unfortunately, I don't get asked out on a lot of dates.
Gee, just by looking at her, I know why she didn't get asked out. Asked. I don't want to speak like the fucking darkies. Axe. Let me ask you something. No, this fucking bitch is not getting asked out because she's fucking ugly. And a better attitude matches her fucking looks too. Yeah, when she was like in her 20s, I bet she was dumping guys left and right. And now that she's like in her 50s or whatever the fuck, now she can't get a date. Womp womp. Haha, too bad. Better luck next time. Now go eat a dick. Oh yeah, that's right. You're cruising for a dick, but nobody gives you none. Too bad. Anyways, let's continue.
Never get asked out on dates. I don't know if it's being 55 in Los Angeles or if it's just a strange town.
Are you stupid, lady? LA, that's where fucking a lot of people are really, really superficial and narcissistic. Yeah, remember, people come here to do acting or music or some stupid shit. You get all these dumb retards that want to make it famous. Yeah, if they want to become famous, go suck a dick. Yeah, apparently that works, right? Why do you think they have OnlyFans? Yeah, not for showing their feet. Ugh, so fucking stupid. This chick is just so butthurt because nobody wants to fuck her anymore. Yeah, now that the fucking dick fucking dried up, now you're like, oh, nobody wants to fuck me. Well, you should have had a fucking husband. You wouldn't have to deal with this shit. You would have had your kids right now. You would have had your husband. He would have been taking you out and, I don't know, I guess see the world or whatever kind of bullshit. But no, you're not going to get none of that shit. Or you're going to wait as fucking box wine in Catland. And when you die, those cats are going to eat you. And like your fucking corpse is all full of alcohol, your cats are going to get all fucking drunk too. And they probably shit on themselves too when they find your fucking body all full of fucking cat fucking bite marks and full of fucking cat feces and whatnot. Fucking great way to die, right? Well, anyways, let's continue.
What is the biggest confidence killer for women over 50? Men over 50. They never look at you anymore.
What the fuck? Look at this fucking creature. She's blaming fucking dudes that are 50 years old. Yeah, well, you think a guy's gonna want this fucking thing? Look at her. She's disgusting. She looks like a fucking banshee. No way. I wouldn't want this fucking creature coming into my room and trying to take my soul out of my fucking body. No way. I think I'll pass. No guy wants you. That's what you get for being a bitch. Now you're alone and you're gonna die alone. Enjoy.
When I was 55, I felt like I was starting to fade.
Gee, isn't that some kind of weird fucking distortion right there, lady? You said at 55 you felt like you're being invisible. I think it's before that. I think at 55 you were forced to acknowledge that you're invisible. So, yeah, lady, you're stupid. Oh, yes, the delusionals that people have. Oh yes, I see this a lot with people, and people that think that they're smart and educated, I look at them as like, my god, you better hope this system doesn't fail. I do, because I hate this system. So sooner or later this shit's gonna pop, and when it does, all this shit's crashing down and taking these dirtbags with them. So yes, friends, you better not be part of that old system. Start transitioning to the new one, because this shit is fucking dying and decaying and it's rotting. Yeah, you want none of this shit. Just saying.
I felt like I was starting to go invisible. I felt dismissed. I felt ignored. I felt like I was washed up.
Oh yeah, when you were young and beautiful, how many guys did you ignore? Yeah, you were right there and you just walked past by them. And they wanted to talk to you. Yes, I know the games that you women play. But you don't like it when the tables are turned, right? Fuck you, bitch. Yes, friends, how many times have you been ignored by women? Yeah, you try to court them and they just ignore you. So you ignore them back. Yes, that's what I've been doing with women. They don't like it, but I don't give a fuck. They can suck a dick.
When I was 15, I started modeling.
Oh, you started at the tender age of 15, huh? Oh, okay. Yeah, when did you start actually doing like modeling stuff? I bet it was earlier than that. Oh, yes, and then Weinstein started fucking you, huh? Yes, Harvey Weinstein got his fucking meat hooks into you. Oh, yes. I'm not saying him personally, but I'm saying guys like him got this bitch. So she shouldn't be complaining, because she got famous because of her pussy. So shut the fuck up, bitch. It's not fucking everyone's fault that you got old. You could blame that to fucking Father Time, but it be what it be, yo. The wall's undefeated. It comes for us all. So too bad. Enjoy. Oh yeah, and a side note, this is a fucking Indian guy and his friend recording raping this bitch. So yeah, Indian people, you're getting this into your country, right? So this is the stuff you're gonna have to look forward to. Yeah, women, you voted for this shit, so... Yeah, you got what you deserve, you dumb bitches. Enjoy.
Hard thing to walk away from. Then around the age of 45,
I started noticing that the way I was perceived was slightly different than what I...
So at 45, you started losing your power of seduction. Yes, it looks like Black Widow got defanged. Now you can't do nothing no more. Ha 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 ha! Yes, too bad you can't do this to all women. If all women lose their sexuality, then guys won't be simping for women, and then the world will be a better place. But guys won't stop simping. Unless women go get their faces burned off with acid, or guys go blind. But even then, guys would still simp. Yeah, because life always finds a way. Anyways, let's continue.
I had become used to it. And then I would put photos of myself in bikinis. All of a sudden, I started getting the influx of, are you a little desperate there?
I guess that was the first time you dealt with reality, didn't you, lady? Yes, you thought because you put yourself in a bikini that your body was all nice and tight. But no, if your tits are hanging all the way down to your knees, yeah, and your pussy is all smelly and full of fucking silver cotton candy, nobody wants to eat that shit. Nope, nope, nope. So yeah, I guess someone burst your bubble and Delusionville went bye-bye and you had to deal with reality land. So enjoy, you dumb bitch. Ha ha.
Grandma, how about you cover up and spare us the look of your poor aging body? I was sort of getting relinquished to the invisible women category.
Yeah, look at this chick. On the left, she was fucking tasty. Look at her right now. Oh, her neck, it looks disgusting. It looks like fucking ridges on fucking the alien body. Yeah, fuck all that shit. Yes, I guess women can deal with reality. Yeah, accountability sooner or later will catch up with you. Yeah, you think your tits and ass are gonna save you from everything, but no. Father time is gonna change all that shit. Yeah, you have a certain window to do your thing. Yeah, when you were 20, you could've got yourself that perfect 10 guy. That guy that will make your dreams come true and all that good shit. But no, you waited too long. Now, the only guys that are gonna be there are gonna be the weak simps. So, that's what you deserve is scraps. Because for so long you give guys scraps. So now, you get fucked and enjoy. So yes, friends, don't let these women do whatever the hell they want. You put them in check. Yes, a lot of guys are not putting women in check. That's why I'm doing this thing. All this YouTube bullshit and all this stuff that I do online, I do it to go point out to people that there's a different way to live. Yeah, and you make fun of these clowns. Because that's what they deserve. Open their eyes and hopefully their minds will follow. Probably not, but hey, at least I get to laugh, right? In the end, as long as you have fun, that's all that matters. Well, we can't do nothing else, right? We can't do the knowing and the doing until certain things happen in the future. Yes, just give it time, friends. Just get stronger and things will get better. If not, we'll force it. Just saying. Well, anyways, you guys take care of yourselves. Because I gotta go do some other shit and it's time to get late. Well, goodbye.
Hasbro says they're gonna have to increase their prices. Goldman Sachs says 86% of the tariff revenue collected so far has been paid by American businesses and consumers. So just bottom line, Mr. Secretary, do you acknowledge that these tariffs are a tax on American consumers?
No, I don't.
Even though you have companies saying they are gonna have to increase prices, and given the fact that 86% of these tariffs so far have been paid by
Americans. You're quoting Goldman Sachs.
Yes, Goldman Sachs.
Yeah, I made a good career trading against Goldman Sachs.
Okay. All right. I do want to talk.
Yes, you're